أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما حرم عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل به لغير الله. In the last verse that we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us to eat from the halal and wholesome things which Allah has provided for us, and to give thanks and shukr to Allah. In this verse, there are certain laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses. And firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains those things which Allah has declared haram in terms of edibles. Allah says, إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ الْمَيْتَةِ. Certainly Allah has made mayta haram for you. Mayta translates as carrion. Mayta is every such animal which was killed or slaughtered without observing the Islamic method of slaughter. So even though perhaps a person might have slit all the four vessels that are required to be cut, but he did not take the name of Allah, deliberately did not mention the name of Allah on that animal, it is mayta. Or an animal is shot dead, or an animal is, for example, hit over by a vehicle. All these are considered as mayta. Wherever the Islamic law of slaughter and method was not applied, that animal is considered as mayta. So Allah says, number one, mayta, Allah has made it haram for you. Waddam, blood, all forms of blood, consuming blood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has made it haram. وَلَحْمَ الْخِنْزِيرِ, and the meat of swine, pork, pig meat, Allah says, Allah has made it haram. وَمَا أُهِلَّ بِهِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ, and every such animal which was sacrificed in the name of any other deity but Allah. Sometimes they would slaughter in the name of a certain god, or in the name of a certain saint, or in the name of a certain idol. Allah says this animal is also declared as haram. فَمَنِ اضْطُرَّ غَيْرَ بَاخٍ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, however, if a person is compelled to eat mayta, to consume blood, or to eat swine and pork, he is compelled due to dire necessity and dire need. A person is on the brink of death, and the only source of nourishment that is available is haram meat or pork, or the only drink that is available is wine or alcohol. And if he does not eat that haram meat or does not consume that haram drink, he will die. So this we call a person, he is in the state of ittirar, a state of dire need and necessity, where if he does not consume these things, he will die. Allah says, then you are allowed to consume it. And if a person does not consume it and he dies, he says, I will not touch this haram thing, I rather die, he will die as a sinner. He will die as a sinner, as one who has committed suicide. So Allah speaks of this situation, and from here many laws, many laws are deduced by the fuqaha and the scholars, jurists. It's a very important principle, in fact, that is deduced from this part of the verse, that الضرورة تبيح المحظورة. What do we learn from this? That a dire necessity legalizes the unlawful. A dire necessity will legalize something that is even unlawful, that something that is haram. Due to dire necessity, everything becomes then halal. Everything, of course, within the boundary and the scope of that necessity. And from this, for example, organ transplant. In principle, organ transplant is haram. It is not allowed. But what legalizes it is the dire need and necessity. If this person does not receive that organ, he will die. Then, because of that usage of haram medication, if a person does not, the only medication that is available for treatment is the haram medication, unlawful medication. And if he does not use that unlawful medication, then he will die. Based on necessity, now that becomes legal and halal. So there are many other laws also that are deduced from this verse, where Allah says, فَمَنِ اضْطُرَّ, whosoever is compelled due to dire necessity to consume the mayta, to consume the pork, and to consume blood, Allah says he is allowed to do so, but two conditions. غير باغ, without desire. You mustn't say, okay, now let me kill it. Right? Concession is there now. غير باغ. Eat it, have it, consume it, but غير باغ, without any inclination towards it, with disinterest. Eat it with expressing resentment that you really don't want to. Number one, غير باغ ولا عاد. ولا عاد, don't cross the limits, don't eat to your full now. I have the opportunity, so let me eat until I'm full. غير باغ, there's a limit. How much should you eat? That amount that takes you out of the danger zone. That amount you're allowed to eat that will take you out of that life-threatening situation. Or some ulama say 3 morsels. Just is allowed to have 3 morsels. That will take him out. But majority of the scholars says that amount he's allowed to eat, that will take him out of that life-threatening situation where he's no more in that state of ittirar now. He is safe. And he's not on the verge of death. So 2 conditions, غير باغ, he's allowed to consume, but without any interest. And number 2, وَلَا عَاد, and he's not allowed to exceed the limit. فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ, Allah said if he eats in this situation, then فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ, there is no sin upon such a person. He will not be considered to be sinful. And in fact, what did we say? If he dies without eating it, then he will be sinful. And he will die as a sinner. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, indeed Allah is a ghafoor, the most forgiving, al-Rahim, the very kind. May Allah grant us the understanding.